Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that touches your life. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers talking about the future of space travel, medicine, robotics, artificial intelligence. And on Facebook, we have about 4 million fans on Facebook. And I have a new book coming out in April. That's right, you had another new book coming out in April. It's about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. It was Einstein himself who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after the God Equation. He wanted to, quote, read the mind of God. And, of course, this chase and quest to find the theory of everything is not new. It goes back 2,000 years, back to the Greeks, who asked the question, what is the world made of anyway? And it was the great Greek philosopher Pythagoras who said the paradigm of the universe, the unifying principle, is music. Music that he deciphered using the mathematics of resonances. So believe it or not, the Greeks actually worked out the mathematical theory of music, and he thought that music was the language of the universe. Well, unfortunately, that theory never got anywhere because the atomic theory took precedence. But now we have so many particles, hundreds of subatomic particles. We're drowning in subatomic particles. In fact, G. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, once said, quote, the Nobel Prize in Physics should go to the physicist who does not discover a new particle this year. Well, how do we make sense of this? All these subatomic particles could be nothing but musical notes on a very tiny vibrating string. So that physics is nothing but the laws of harmony of these very tiny superstrings. Chemistry is the melodies you can play on these dancing strings. What is DNA? DNA is a string quartet of nucleic acids playing melodies on vibrating strings. What is the universe? The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God? Cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. We now have a candidate for the mind of God. Anyway, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out about the book that I'm publishing in April, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But today, we're going to talk about the eternal question, what is life? Back in 1944, quantum physicist Erwin Schrödinger wrote a book, What is Life? Back then, there was a theory called vitalism. And of course, there's no vitalism, there's no spirit, there's no ghost out there that animates objects. But that was a dominant theory back then. Just like when Einstein battled against the ether theory, Einstein banished the ether theory to create relativity. Well, Schrödinger wanted to banish this vitalism theory to replace it with the quantum theory of molecules. And he made a conjecture for the ages. He conjectured that there should be a molecule, an unnamed molecule of some sort that had a code on it. And this code was replicated across generations, and that was the basis of life. Well, the book inspired Francis Crick and James Watson to find that master molecule, which we now know as DNA. Well, again, with us today is Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for Physiology or Medicine. His book is called What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. We should point out that he's a former president of Rockefeller University, current director of the Francis Crick Institute in London, and now author of this exciting book that I highly recommend, What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. So, Paul, glad you could be on Science. Fantastic.
Well, I'm pleased to be speaking to you, Michio. I'm not sure I'm going to be offering you a theory of everything, but I'm hoping to offer some theories about biology that help us understand life.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me. The first question that we always ask our guests is, when you were a child, think back to when you were a young kid. What inspired you to get interested in science, and then specifically biology and later genetics?
Well, I think my first excitement was looking at the stars. I lived in London, and it wasn't always that dark, but I saw the stars. I saw planets going, changing their positions during the different parts of the year. And in particular, I remember when I was 7 or 8 years of age of seeing Sputnik 2. Sputnik 2 was the second satellite that was sent up by the Russians, had a dog in it called Laika, and I read in the newspaper it would be crossing over London at a certain time in the evening. I was in my pajamas watching for it from the front garden, and there it was, this star moving across the sky. I remember chasing it down the street, following it and telling everybody, look at that, it's a satellite, like the dogs up there. And I think that was the start of my interest in science.
And then what steered you in the direction of biology? I understand you had a romance with butterflies and beetles.
Yes, I used to have a long walk to school, and I went through several parks, and I got really quite interested in the changes in the seasons. You know, obviously, leaves growing and then falling off in autumn and so on, and just watching the changes in natural life. And I noticed the butterflies, I noticed beetles, I noticed birds, and so I got interested in natural history as well. So it was a combination of astronomy and natural history.
Okay, now your book is divided into five great ideas in biology, but you also try to summarize the three main features of life. Now the definition of life is quite complicated, but you mentioned three distinct features common for the life forms that we've seen, and we maybe see this in outer space when we encounter alien life one day. So what are the three basic principles that you outline?
Yes, so you're right, I pull on five great ideas, maybe we'll talk a bit more about them later, which are well-established ideas, ones perhaps that us biologists don't talk about enough. And then I pulled those together and defined these three principles. And they are, well, the first is that living things evolve. And they evolve by a process of natural selection. This is, of course, Charles Darwin's great idea. And to be able to do that, a living thing has to reproduce, of course. It has to have a heredity system determining how they work, and that's the DNA you were just talking about. And thirdly and critically, that heredity system must exhibit variability. And upon that variability, selection can act. If you put those three things together, then you develop organisms that can evolve, that can adapt to their environment, adapt to their way of life in the most effective way. So they end up looking as if they're designed because they are fit for purpose. They haven't been designed. They've just evolved by natural selection. The second idea...
Paul, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. And if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned as we continue our discussion with Nobel laureate Paul Nurse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very delighted to have with us Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for his pioneering work in physiology or medicine. And the book goes to the very heart of all of biology and medicine. What is life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. So let's talk about the first great idea, which is the cell. Now, years ago during the Middle Ages, we had this theory called vitalism. There was this strange spiritual ghost-like thing that pervaded inanimate objects, and boom, suddenly they became animate. But just like Galileo introduced the telescope, which opened up our eyes to the heavens, Robert Hooke popularized the microscope. So tell us a little bit about the impact that the microscope had in our view of life.
Well, the basic unit of life, it's really life's atom, I think of it, is the cell. The cell is the the simplest entity that exhibits the characteristics of life, and all living things, at least as we know them on Earth, are either a single cell or a collection of cells. And of course, we are examples of that. We're made up of trillions of cells. And these were first observed by Robert Hooke, working in Oxford, and he turned a microscope, which had been invented 30, 40 years before in the Netherlands, and turned it to living things. And he took a slice of a piece of a plant, put it under the microscope, and there he saw cells, little boxes all in a row, and it was the first observation of the basis of life, the cell.
And didn't he also draw a picture of a flea so that living organisms could also be shown in all their full glory?
Yeah, there's a great picture of a flea. It's actually, I've seen this picture. It's at the Royal Society in London, where I was once president. And I have on my sofa at home a cushion with a picture of exactly that flea all over it.
So I guess in the same way that Galileo really shook up our understanding of the universe, Hooke and his microscope really shook up our understanding of life, that life occurs in cells. There's no vitalism that animates inanimate objects, right?
Absolutely did. And just a little after him, Leeuwenhoek, who was working in Delft in Holland, took a scraping from between his teeth. This was only 10, 20 years later, and put it under a very simple microscope and discovered bacteria. In other words, discovered that some life forms were made up of a single cell. He was a bit upset about it, though, because he was rather proud of his dental hygiene. And I don't think he liked the idea of all these little microbes crawling around between his teeth.
And didn't this have a huge impact in medicine? Because all of a sudden we realize that diseases are also spread by these cells, these bacterial cells.
Well, it had a big impact in all sorts of ways. First of all, infectious diseases are often caused by bacteria, of course also by viruses, which are even smaller than bacteria and only are properly alive when they're in other cells. But there was a German pathologist called Rudolf Virchow who identified the fact that all cells come from previously existing cells. And he had this idea in the 19th century that the basis of all disease, it was to be found in the malfunctioning of human cells. Something was wrong with the cells, that would cause a problem with the tissues and organs, and you would get disease. And it's a very fundamental discovery, as you've rightly said, that cells are critical for disease, both in infections and all other diseases, which are defects as a consequence of damage or something else influencing the functioning of cells.
And the next great concept you mentioned is the gene. And here we have this monk, Mendel, who actually wrote down the foundations for genetics, but he was pretty much ignored during his lifetime, right?
He was. He's a favorite of mine. I call him the gardening monk. In the middle of the Cold War, I went to his monastery, which is in Brno, now in the Czech Republic. And I visited his garden, and he had a large garden. He had a large greenhouse there. It was really like a research institute in the monastery. And he crossed lots and lots of different pea plants together with different characteristics, different colored flowers, different types of seeds, tall plants, short plants. And when he crossed them together and counted the progeny that they were produced, and he was trained as a physicist initially, he was sort of used to counting things, he found that these different characteristics separated out in very simple ratios, like 3 to 1 and ratios like that. And from this data, he concluded that the inheritance of characteristics was all related to particles, indivisible particles, which turned out to be genes, being inherited from parent to offspring. And that was the basis of heredity. And, of course, was explained by the code script that Schrödinger predicted and which turned out to be DNA.
And we mentioned Francis Crick and James Watson, who did this pioneering work, writing the paper for the ages, deciphering the DNA molecule, which had the code of life. Can you explain to me the sea change that took place? This was historic starting from a position of being blind to a position where we can actually unravel the code of life. Could you elaborate?
This was a great discovery. It actually started in London with Maurice Wilkins and Rosalind Franklin, who produced X-ray crystallography. This is a method which allows you to look at the structure of molecules. And they produced beautiful images. They didn't interpret them. It was Watson and Crick who interpreted them and determined that it was a double helical structure. And the way to think of this double helical structure is like a ladder with rungs going across it. And each rung consists of two bases which pair with each other and with no other bases. So there is a base A that pairs with a base T and a base G that pairs with a base C. And so you could produce an exact complementary copy on one rung of the ladder compared with the other. And if you rip these apart, these could form a template for an exact copying of that gene. A fantastic discovery, 1953, and has really led to the birth of molecular biology and molecular genetics.
And there's a famous picture of Watson and Crick next to this Tinker Toy, this Lego model of the DNA, this double helix. And if you look carefully at that picture, you can see that it's composed of individual atoms. Atoms joined together whose bonding angle was determined by quantum mechanics. And so using the bonding angles from quantum mechanics, you could then assemble atom for atom this double helix. I mean, that is mind-boggling, right? Atom for atom, being able to construct the molecule that carries the code of life itself. Incredible, right?
Absolutely incredible. Exactly as you say, you move from the quantum mechanics of physics to the bonds of chemistry to the hereditary material of biology.
And this culminated into the Human Genome Project. I mean, think about it, a $3 billion project to decode life itself. And now we can decode the secret of life itself just for a few $100. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I remember my laboratory was involved in sequencing the third eukaryote. That's like the same type of organism as a human. In we did it in about 2000, a couple of years before the human genome, and it took us 120 people 3 years to do. And today we can do it in less than 1 hour on a machine.
Okay, now speaking about genetics, you tell a rather interesting story, a rather personal story. I was kind of surprised to read it. When you found out getting your birth certificate that your parents, the people that you thought were your parents who raised you as a kid, were actually your grandparents, and that your sister was actually your mother. Wasn't that a shock from the world of genetics?
It was, and I'm a geneticist, and my own genetics have been kept secret from me for over 50 years. And in fact, I only discovered it by accident when I was applying for a green card when I was working at Rockefeller University in New York. And I was rejected by Home Security, who didn't like my birth certificate, that didn't name my parents. Said I was British, but didn't name my parents. And when I got the full one,
okay, Paul, we're gonna have
my
to take
parents
a short commercial
were
break. But after the break, we're going to tease apart your genetic history. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, we have Nobel laureate Paul Nurse speaking about what is life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with the surge in Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry, 57 miles away, to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill later this month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent a letter to members Friday informing them that the Senate's $1 trillion spending package will come to the House floor for a vote on September 27th. The House returns from summer recess on Monday and will also need to pass a measure to fund the federal government past September 30th when the current fiscal year ends. This is USA Radio News. An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he's worried that the White House got ahead of the science on boosters with their rollout plans. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells ABC News that he's worried the messaging around the boosters has not been what it needs to be.
Yeah, I am worried the messaging here has not been as good as it needs to be. The number one message that every American needs to hear is that the vaccines are working. Especially if you're young and healthy, you absolutely need to be getting vaccinated. You need to get that first shot and second shot. The real question has been around third shots for high-risk people, and I appreciated the FDA's advisory committee saying that would be a useful thing, but the key for everybody else, for the rest of us, is get your first and second shot. That's what's going to prevent you from getting into the hospital and prevent you from dying.
And this is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Science Fantastic. Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, let me say that coming in April 6th, I have a new book coming out. And it's a book about the greatest search in the history of science, especially physics. The search for the theory of everything. We want an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to tease apart the nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, the gravitational force, all of it in an equation that you could write down on a simple sheet of paper. Like
E equals MC squared, unlike the secret of the stars. This has been the quest for 2,000 years, ever since the Greeks asked the question, what is the world made of? And we actually have a candidate for this theory, string theory, which is actually what I do for a living, but it's controversial. We've had a number of Nobel Prize laureates on this program. Steve Weinberg, Murray Gell-Mann, Frank Wilczek, and they all take different positions on this. This is the most controversial theory in the history of modern physics, splitting the physics community in half, pro and con. But find out what all the excitement is about. Find out about what new research is being done to find this fabled theory. Again, the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. Well, today we're talking about what is life with Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. It's a great book. The subtitle is Five Great Ideas in Biology. Well, we left off, the gene is the second of these five great ideas in biology. And you had the shock of a lifetime when you got your birth certificate and it listed for your parents your grandparents. So the people who raised you were your grandparents, and you found out that your sister was actually your mother. Wasn't that a shock coming from the world? Yeah.
It was a shock, and I was 55, 56 years of age, so it was later in my life. When I looked at the birth certificate, the name of my mother was my sister. And then I looked to see the name of my father, and there was just a line, no name. And so what had happened is that my mother had got pregnant at 17. She was sent away to her aunt, 100 miles away from London, gave birth to me, and my grandmother came up, and to protect her daughter, pretended to be my mother, took me back, and my grandparents brought me up. And I was never told. And in fact, when I did find out, both my grandparents who brought me up and unfortunately my mother had all died. So I couldn't even talk to them about it. And nor do I have the slightest idea who my father is.
Now, today we have Ancestry.com, 23andMe.com, where you can easily find out your family tree going back hundreds of years. So what, have you ever done that to try to find out who your father really is? Perhaps
yes,
his genome is also registered, yeah?
Yes, I have done that because exactly as you say. And I have discovered two people who have related DNA sequences at the level of a cousin, so not that distant. And I did try to contact them through the sites that these sequencing companies have, but they've never got back to me. So they are probably my relatives, and they probably, we share a common ancestor who will be my father, but I haven't managed to take it any further.
Okay. Well, let's go to number three on your list, which is the Darwinian theory of evolution, which we'll talk about after the break. We'll talk about a gene called CDC2 that you pioneered. Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask a question or make a comment, give us a call, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call, because we're talking to Nobel laureate Paul Nurse.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Nobel laureate Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for Physiology or Medicine. The book is called What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. Well, let's talk about the third great idea, which is evolution, which, of course, was perfected and promoted by Charles Darwin. And Darwin wrote a famous tree in his notes, a tree of life, where at the trunk there was one life form that gave birth to branches with all the other life forms. If that's true, that means that even the yeast cell, the lowly yeast cell, is our cousin, separated by hundreds of millions of years. And therefore, the genes of yeast must have a counterpart in our genes. And I understand that you pioneered the work with a gene called CDC2. Explain to us why the gene CDC2 is important for medicine, for physiology, and for understanding Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yes, I'm delighted to tell you about that, because what my research has focused on is what controls the reproduction of cells from one to two. We've already discussed that the cell is the basic unit of life, and therefore the basis of growth and development of all life is cell reproduction. And I was interested in finding out how that is controlled, and discovered, working on the simple yeast, as you clearly have just explained, the simple yeast, I discovered a gene that controlled that reproduction. It acts really like the accelerator in a car that determines the speed at which the cell will reproduce. When it's activated, the cell begins all the process processes that lead to cell reproduction and then completes that process and divides into two. So it's the master regulator of cell reproduction. Now, that's in yeast. But at the time when I discovered it, which was in the 1980s, nobody really thought that such a simple cell reproductive process as you find in yeast could also be controlled by the same gene in a more complicated cell, our own human cells. So to test that, what I did is I took a gene library of human cells, sprinkled that library onto yeast cells that were defective in this gene, which was called CDC2, and looked for yeast cells that now could grow and reproduce because they picked up a gene from the human gene library that could compensate for a defective CDC2 gene in yeast. And amazingly, that experiment worked. And this was long before we had the sequence of either yeast or humans. And when I and my colleagues recovered that gene back out of the yeast and sequenced it, and it took over a year to do it, or at least some months to do it, we discovered the human gene. And this was amazing, because what it meant was that the controls over cell reproduction have been the same for 1,500 million years, 1.5 billion years. So really, at the origins of this type of eukaryotic life form, the control over cell division was set in stone, and it's remained unchanged. So yeast cells really are our cousins. They're very distant, distant cousins over 1.5 billion years ago, but they are our cousins. And that's very important because it means every living thing we look at, and I'm looking in my office here at a plant, for example, will be controlled by the same process. So it shows that the tree of life, as Darwin drew it, is connecting all these different types of organism, and all the cells in them are controlled in the same way through the CDC2 gene. This just blew my mind, as I can, as sure you can imagine.
Now, Charles Darwin, of course, got into big trouble because back then the church said that the universe of life was designed. But in your book, you say that life does have a purpose, not the purpose necessarily that Charles Darwin came up against in the 1800s, but there is a purpose to all this. So what is that purpose coming from genetics?
Yes, and I use the word purpose in a particular way. It's not purpose as we humans normally think about. We act with purpose. What it means really is that living things behave in a coherent, connected way, and they act as if they have purpose.
Okay, Paul, like we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, What is Life? 5 Great Ideas in Biology by Nobel laureate Paul Nurse. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, our website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on National Radio with your comment or question. Give us a call.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again with us on the line today is Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the 2001 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. The book he's written is called What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. And when we last left off, we were talking about the fact that a gene discovered in yeast cells had a commonality with our own cells, even though that goes back billions of years into the past. So I guess when Mother Nature finds a chemical reaction that is good and suitable, Mother Nature capitalizes on it and takes variations of it. So again, that gene is called CDC2. So, Paul, hasn't that really changed our attitude that we are in some sense part of this tree of life, that the genes that we have, some of them go back billions of years?
Yes, it has. And I should say that it wasn't just my work. It was also work by Lee Hartwell, who was working in Seattle at the time, working on a different yeast. And he discovered this gene as well. It's very similar to the gene that I got. And we showed it was the same in humans and a number of other living things in between. So it really does demonstrate how highly conserved all these different organisms are in controlling their cell reproduction. It's a highly conserved process and really confirms Charles Darwin's tree of life.
And you also mentioned a purpose, not necessarily a human purpose, but there is a guiding principle behind all of this, right?
Well, there is, because, you see, I was explaining, living things behave as if they have purpose. They grow, they maintain themselves, they reproduce, adapt themselves perfectly or as well or very well to their environment and to their lifestyles. And these are all sort of purposeful behaviors. And coming about by evolution, by natural selection, which allows these different life forms to become better adapted to the environment in which they find themselves. And that is a key way in which you apparently get design, but without a designer. And it's a very simple but very, very important and clever idea.
Now, also in your book, you mentioned life as
information. Now, usually we don't think of information and life having much in common. One is based on digital zeros and ones on computer tape. But DNA, in some sense, is like computer tape. Or nucleic acids, ATCG. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, I can. And it's very important, really, because what I said is that living things are chemical machines, but they're also informational machines, because the chemistry makes sense in terms of biology when you think about it in terms of managing information. And the archetypal example is, as you've mentioned, DNA itself, because DNA is actually a digital information storage device. And it stores the information, the code script, in a form of letters, those base letters, A, G, C, T, that we've already discussed. And this is like listening to words, or it's like reading sentences, or, of course, computer bytes. But we like to think we invented all of this in recent history, but actually life invented it over 3 billion years ago. So we're just following up on what the humble bacteria-like organisms were doing 3 billion years ago, and understanding them is really best thought about in terms of information storage.
Now, to modify those genes, Mother Nature takes time, in fact, millions of years sometimes, to make a key mutation in our genes. But today we have something called CRISPR technology. We had a guest a few months ago about CRISPR technology. And in some sense, doesn't that mean that we can short-circuit this process from millions of years to just a few days?
It absolutely can. I mean, we've been able to change in this precise way in some life forms, like yeast, for actually 40 years. So it's been around for some time. But the beauty of the new CRISPR-Cas discovery, and I know many of the people involved in it, is that you can use it with great efficiency on all living things, including ourselves. So we do have the ability to precisely modify our own genes, which could be used for medical purposes, for example, and certainly could be used in all sorts of different situations, model organisms, yeast, plants, mice, for example, to investigate how life works. So it's a really important technology that is going to be very, very important in the coming years.
Now, if we make a car that's defective, we could recall it. But a life form cannot be recalled. It reproduces out of control. Look at crops, mutant crops that proliferate in the environment, in a different environment, and we can't run the videotape backwards. Are you concerned at some point that there could be harmful accidents jumping out from the laboratory, and you cannot recall a life form? How are you going to put the genie back in the bottle if it's already out? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is something we really do have to think very carefully about, particularly with human beings, because modifying genes in human beings when you don't always know what the consequences are is it's really, in my view, an immoral thing to do. And there's some genes that have very simple outcomes. The cystic fibrosis is caused by a defect in a single gene, but many others are much more complicated. So you have to be very careful about this. Now, we can modify genes, as you've said, very simply, but also...
Okay, Paul, unfortunately, we have run out of time, but I highly recommend everybody out there to get a copy of the book, What is Life? So, Paul, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, once again, the book is called What is Life? 5 Great Ideas in Biology by Nobel laureate Paul Nurse. And once again, you can get a copy of my latest book coming out in April. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is there an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God? These are the words of Albert Einstein. It's a 2,000-year quest to find the master equation which set into motion the universe, the God equation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.